You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. We've got the famous Alec Medford, and holding it down back in the studio is Trevor Beck. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today? As we are live from Taco Bueno in Flower Mound, 4500 Long Prairie Road. We are clearly open if you want to go ahead and come on out, and also want to ask all the Tolos out there, the Twitch, the YouTube, the text, 877-881-1053, how the heck y'all are doing as well. How are you guys doing?
Doing amazing, Hagee. How could I be anything but amazing when I'm in my favorite place on the planet?
That's true. I'm not even lying.
Like, I want to say it was my high school graduation party. I catered from this place for the
really?
Party. Yeah. Like, you know, me and Corey's son have a lot in common when it comes to food taste here, and how we like to party and how we like to get down when things need to be celebrated. So, yeah, this is a perfect way to launch ourselves into the holiday week. And, I mean, when you got the Tolo Go t-shirts rocking and stuff, I might have one on under this hoodie. Who knows? Maybe the hoodie comes off at some point.
Hey!
And we really celebrate here on a Friday football feast. I'm doing amazing.
See, I love that. Now, these shirts were going to be a surprise reveal for Corey Majors, but he is not here.
Yeah.
But I still have commissioned and have plenty made, and we will be giving those out as well. And we've got the Tolo flasks. Mm. We've got some Texas High School Football State Championship tickets. And I already want to thank Carruthers Candy Company for coming out here and giving us a bunch of awesome candy to take home to our families for the weekend. But we have a lot of sports to get to as well. So, Trevor, if you can go ahead and please give me cut number 3. Let's kick off our Stars and Mavs Super Segment.
Digits closest to him, 9. Here's Johnston, he scores! And it quickly goes to 13. Wyatt Johnston, his second goal of the game, 19th of the season, 13 on the power play, and the 2-goal lead is restored.
All right. And so there were times it looked like that game last night was going to be a runaway, but those upstart Sharks, they were not going to let it be easy. But the Dallas Stars, they pick up another win. They have been absolutely incredible on the road. Now, we did see a troubling continuation. I believe this is now six straight games where they have not outshot their opponent, but that's not going to bother me as much if they get the win, because really, who cares about the other part as long as you win?
Yeah, and stacking up these wins on the road is going to be really important for any team, but especially for this team that it just feels like when the double AC, it's almost a lock every single time with how the continuity of this team and getting a full offseason for Mikko Rantanen, everybody kind of getting involved. It's been nice to see the early success on the road, but you mentioned, I kind of get tied up in the stats when I look at this hockey team sometimes.
Is it because they're so good that you have to, like, dig a little deeper? Like, with the Mavericks, I'm not necessarily stat-watching right now because we'll get to them in a second. It's like, hey, they won the game. Good for them. But with the Stars, you almost kind of, like, expect the 2 points?
Exactly. You always expect it, and you know how good they are, and you know how consistent they are, so you start looking at the box score. You start looking at some of the analytics.
I get that.
That guys like Brian Ray have told us about. I start diving into those, and I see that, you know, some games it's not as good as you would expect just because you walked out with a win. So I try to stay away from those and wins, and one of those is shots on goal, where it felt like, especially with some of these past playoff runs, where it just felt like you were getting peppered at the goal and you weren't putting up any kind of offense on the other end, and you were just getting drained within the first two periods of any kind of momentum and real energy that you had. So I'm almost a slave to the shots on goal moment, if you will, sometimes, and I just have to remind myself that you got a Moose out there, you've got a bunch of guys that are really gifted at scoring when they have the opportunities.
Right,
so even in limited opportunities, I got to remind myself that they're probably going to find some odd way to win this game. And even when they get outshot, they're still putting up 5 goals.
And that is what I want to key on. Not necessarily the 5. I want to key in on the 2.
Yeah.
The 2 first period goals, including one by Wyatt Johnston. He had 2 goals last night, but the 5-on-5 goals. So this is something that we talked a lot about in the last game. You broke a streak of, I believe it was a little bit more than 3 games where you not had a 5-on-5 goal. And Mikko Rantanen talked about that prior to the game. And he was like, look, we've been talking about it a lot. We've got to generate more 5-on-5 and play more offense on 5-on-5. We missed the net quite a bit on Monday, so I don't think the shots were telling the whole story. And I think that's a very fair kind of general thought on a game-to-game basis to determine that. But we've got to simplify a little bit, get bodies at the net, get pucks there, and try to get some gritty goals. And so to see 2 5-on-5 goals in the first period to open up the lead that you would not end up giving away the rest of the time, even though, like I said, every time it felt like the game was over, especially that Sharks goal in the third period, and you're like, okay, well, I guess it's not really over yet. I thought the Stars did a really good job and got another 2 points, which in this ridiculous division, that's probably what it feels like. Every night you don't get 2 points, you probably lost ground to Minnesota or Colorado.
Which is just absurd, but I do like the state that this division is in because it makes it a little bit more interesting, and it keeps you on your heels, right? Because you know that if you're not playing well at even strength, if you're not doing the fundamental things right, somebody else in this division is at that given moment, and you can lose ground really easily, but their power play has been so good to where I'm like, hey, just fix the 5-on-5, get the fundamentals right, and then this is probably the most unstoppable team in hockey for my money. I know that the records and the points might not show it, but
your face, Colorado.
Yeah, I don't really care about them, and I never really have, and I'm always going to take any chance I can to take a jab at them. But yeah, get back to playing well on even strength, because I felt like there was some healthy stretches where you were getting outplayed last night.
Yes.
You were absolutely getting outplayed offensively, but your goaltending, it doesn't really matter who's been in the net this year. Your goaltending has been fantastic.
And I believe Ottinger's birthday was yesterday.
Whoa.
And that is actually, that one of the issues that you've seen from him, he's actually been really strong in 5-on-5 play, and it's been some of the special team stuff that has hindered him, but it was his birthday. Celebrate with a win. Celebrate with a ton of saves. I want to say 34 is going to be my offhanded guess, but let's talk a little bit more about this division real quick. The three teams with the most points in all of the NHL are all in the Central Division in the West. Those three teams, Colorado, Dallas, and Minnesota, in their last 30 games, they have a combined record of 21-5-4. And they are currently, these teams are all currently on a total of an 11-game win streak, with the Stars being the low man on the totem pole with only having won two in a row. So like I said, it's weird to say, but it does feel like every single time you don't get 2 points in this division, you're going to lose some ground to Minnesota or Colorado, especially since we're 33 games into the season and Colorado's lost in regulation twice. That is preposterous. Now, I realize they have a whole bunch of overtime losses, but until the NHL finally decides to switch the way they award points, you still get a point out of that. So, yeah, this division has been unbelievable. Another good win for the Stars, even though at times, like you said, it looked like they were a little bit outplayed. I thought they looked really good tonight. Continue the West Coast swing tonight. Last night, excuse me. You continue the West Coast swing tonight against the Don't Call Me Mighty Ducks. And the good news is, I think you might find yourself in a situation where that game wraps up, and then if you're so inclined, the Paul Joshua fight starts. I know some people might be like, that's absurd. That game will be over at 11:30. Just, you know, those fights tend to start really late, especially because a lot of times they cater that to the West Coast time zone.
Yeah, I hope you don't have any major plans in the morning tomorrow if you plan on taking in all of the sporting action tonight, because that fight is not starting anywhere near what they tell you.
Hey, let me ask you a question. This is my mini moral compass. I already know the answer deep down inside, but you can't miss a funeral, right, because you stayed up watching sports too late? Theoretically, if you're supposed to go to a funeral at 10 a.m. on Saturday, you can't say, I'm sorry, I stayed up watching sports and I missed it.
So usually I'm Mr. Morality when it comes to this stuff, but I feel like we need context. What is the correlation very
close?
Oh,
look at the clock. Yes. Look at the clock. We have to go. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, I don't have a watch on. Normally we would have more time, but unfortunately we have to go to break. Coming up next, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because we will fire it up live from Taco Bueno in Flower Mound off Long Prairie Road next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to do a little Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because 877-881-1053 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, and I know this can be a little bit more difficult just because there's not really too much on the line, but we're going to give it a shot nonetheless out here at Taco Bueno in Flower Mound, 4500 Long Prairie Road. Would you like me to start? Alec, would you like to start? Or would you like me to go to the text 877-881-1053? Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because.
You know what? I will start, but I want you to pick, should I start with win because or lose because?
Obviously, I would normally say win because, but I think we should switch our priorities to lose because. So let's go with Cowboys lose because.
Cowboys lose because they give up another career day. And who are they going to give it up to this time?
If Omar, it's Justin Herbert, we're going to give up 50 points.
Yeah, it's going to be Omarion Hampton is who's going to have his career day against us. And really, any of those running backs that the Chargers have, because I always feel like they're one of those teams. There's a lot of teams that they just historically have a good track record of having depth at one position. You know, like for the Cowboys over the past, I don't know, decade, you could always say offensive line. It feels like they have that one backup that you're like, oh, when he plays, we have a chance. It's okay. For the Chargers, it always feels like running back. They have that one guy that comes off the practice squad and he goes for 85 yards and a touchdown in his first game. And you're like, oh, okay, they're good, I guess. But Omarion Hampton, the first round running back that I wanted here in Dallas.
Yes.
I really wanted him here. I was really beating the drum for that. I think he's a fantastic athlete. He can run between the tackles. He can get outside in zone concepts. He can catch the ball out of the backfield more than people realize as well. But he's got the vision to where he can make guys that I think aren't as good as him at seeing the field, like Kenneth Murray and company, he can make them miss, and he can take the cutback lane better than most running backs at his age and his level of experience. And that's with a trip to the injured reserve this season.
Yeah.
He missed a good chunk of time, and he still looks phenomenal. I think they could give up a career day to him, and the Cowboys lose because of that.
See, and I continue to see this from the 945. Cowboys lose because the Eagles win on Saturday and the fire dies. But from the flip side, from the 903, the Cowboys win because they have nothing to gain. That is
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's just fundamentally not what the key players in the organization think. That's what I think. That's what you think. Mm-hmm. But Jerry doesn't think that. Shoddy doesn't think that. And so just be prepared. I say Cowboys lose because, unlike Dallas, the Chargers have a lot of players who can get turnovers. This season, The Chargers have had contributions from all over the defense, headlined by a league-high 5 different players who have multiple interceptions. Not 5 players who have interceptions, 5 players who have at least 2 interceptions this season. Look, we talked about it. One of the things is it's not always the most aesthetically pleasing brand of football for the Chargers, but their defense is awesome. They can force turnovers, and they win these games, and that's what matters. So I will go with that. Is Cowboys lose because, and then from the 972, Cowboys lose because they sit all of their assets. I just don't think that is the case whatsoever based on everything they've said. Like, Dak Prescott is starting this game. It doesn't matter if Philly wins on Saturday. Dak Prescott is starting this game. Schottenheimer was very clear about that. I do not think you're going to see any particular, like, sitting in this game whatsoever. Now, where it goes from there, I don't know, but I don't think you're going to see it at all in this game. From the 254, Cowboys lose because they give up 40 points. Cowboys win because they score more than 30 points. Now, Alec, I will give you the opportunity to start on this as well. Would you like to give me a Cowboys win because?
Cowboys win because they figure out that Chargers defense, and it's all because of Dak Prescott. That idea that he is really good against the blitz, that his zone pickup has gotten better over the past couple of years. We all remember the nightmare game against Denver with the too high shell and everything.
Right.
But it seems like he's gotten better at the pre-snap stuff, and that's something that we talked about, especially in those 3 weeks coming out of the bye week where it felt like they kind of had a chance again, was Dak at the line of scrimmage is masterful, and he has been this season. And you've seen it kind of ramp up the past couple of years, and I like to think that it's because Shoddy has been in his ear, and that means good things for the future of the quarterback position of the Cowboys. But I do think that Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator over there, is one of the most underrated in football. And that's all of football. I think his conceptual ability is great, but they just play a tough, hard-nosed style of defense that everybody just buys in on. And we already know that, you know, it's been tough for people to buy in around this city to defensive concepts. When people just buy in and they understand what their assignment is on any given play, a lot of people can't name many players on that Chargers defense.
Right.
Deion Henley is one of the best linebackers in football.
He's been phenomenal.
He is awesome. He is so good. And a lot of people don't know who he is because the Chargers have 10 fans. But I do think that if they win this game, it's because Dak is making his checks at the line of scrimmage. He's identifying what he needs to get in and out of, and he's taking control of that game and taking the game plan away from the Chargers.
From the 817, Cowboys win because, of course, we would win once it doesn't matter. And the Cowboys lose because they give up 35 plus points. Cowboys win because their offense is the best in the NFL. And then this person says the Cowboys only win if we have a bye week. Hey, they've won some other games. I say Cowboys win because that Chargers offensive line, man, it is there for the taking. Consider this. This is the most stunning Chargers stat I learned all week. Justin Herbert has been sacked 11 times in the last two games. That is tied for the most in any two-game span of his career, with just a few weeks ago, weeks 9 and 10, when he also got sacked a total of 11 times. I understand the counter-argument has been your pass rush has been all over the place. I believe, probably foolishly so, but Eberflus moving up to the booth will allow him to see how the blitz is really effective, especially against a very injured offensive line. And he's going to go, you know what, let's turn it out, and we're going to send people. I think they're going to get a consistent rush, and if they win, it is going to be because they take advantage of a depleted Chargers offensive line. From the 940, the Dallas Cowboys will win if we rush for 150 yards, and we will lose because there is no pressure or coverage because our defense sucks. And then you add in, we'll talk with Jerry Jones, hopefully, in just a few minutes, and the news about Deron Bland. Yeah. Either way, it sounds bad. I know he's going to get a second opinion to see if surgery is needed or not, but even if he doesn't need surgery, it sounds like he's going to be done for the season, especially since your season is essentially over. And it's worrisome because he missed time last year, and I think, and this is probably going to make its way into one of my questions, I think he's had a rather pedestrian season this year, and now it's the same foot again, and you're just like, we seem to make the bad call on some of these extensions.
We do, and I wonder if he's been hampered all season.
That is a fair question.
We didn't really know about it up until this point, but yeah, that's just disappointing, and I don't understand how a guy who did his rehab in the facility could ever get re-injured.
In your face, Cowboys! He's talking about everything with Trayvon Diggs. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and you know what? That a very fair question that I think we can ask Jerry Jones. We will talk with him next, live from Taco Bueno in Flower Mound off Long Prairie Road, right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Flower Mound off of Long Prairie Road. We have not. We did the Mavs and Stars Super segment, and that turned out to be a lie because we only talked about the Stars. I didn't mean for it to be untrue, but that is exactly what happened. So I say that we can talk about the Dallas Mavericks right here and right now. They also get a win, and this one was particularly stunning to me. I know it was a home game, but you were going up against a Pistons team that, hey, in case you haven't paid attention, is awesome, and Cade Cunningham seems to have fully reached his potential as a full-blown freaking superstar. Now, just like with the Stars and the Sharks, did the Mavericks decide to make it super interesting in the fourth quarter where they had a giant lead and then halfway through the quarter they'd been outscored 22-6 and all of a sudden they were losing? Yes, yes they did. And then Cooper Flagg hit what I thought was going to be the game-winning shot at the end of regulation, but there was a foul and then the Pistons ended up only making one of those shots. It was a crazy night, but another big-time win for the Mavs.
Most impressive win of the season so far?
Yes, yeah, I think so. I think so, but they've been stacking them up. We talked about, and I know some of the teams had players out, but we talked about you beat the Nuggets, you beat the Rockets, and now you've beat the Pistons. Those are three of the best teams in the NBA, and now I believe the Mavericks have won six of their last eight, I want to say, and one of them is that really irritating loss to the Jazz, which kind of, actually, that game against the Jazz kind of looks similar to this Pistons game.
It really does.
In terms of you had the lead, you couldn't hold it, and it went to overtime.
And it's nice that you're not getting killed by another superstar.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Another team as well, even though Cade Cunningham was fantastic in this game. But the Pistons are one of those teams this year, it's like you blink and you miss them. Because right. the past few years, they've been the joke of the league, but here they are winning 21 games to start off the season.
And they are really, really good.
They are. They have built an impressive roster around Cade Cunningham, which I just didn't think they had the assets to do, or really just the selling points to do. But you have guys like Ausar Thompson, who has been fantastic.
All right, we're going to talk more about that, but nothing more important right now than talking with the Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. Good to be on with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the first thing I really want to know, we're less than 30 minutes away from kickoff of Stephenville and Kilgore for the Class 4A Division I state title. How much do you enjoy and hopefully perhaps get to watch all the Texas State Championship games that are at your stadium each year?
Well, I do get to watch many of them. It's according to what the schedule is, but it is such a privilege to have those games there at the stadium. I just could share with you so many stories of men that walk up to me, family that walk, moms, dads, whose son played at the stadium. I'll never forget what a thrill it was that Stephen played in the old Texas Stadium when we were living over in Arkansas, and he came down here and played, and it was it was our Rose Bowl. Let's to get to come down here and play at the old Texas Stadium. So I know what it means. I know what it means to the families that are involved, and it's just it really is neat to be a part of that.
And the atmosphere from the fans, like I know fans get excited at NFL games, but it feels like the fandom and pandemonium at these high school games is just next level.
Listen, stadiums have had a role for me in my life. We went to Houston my senior year in college when we played in the Cotton Bowl. Coach Brawls, our team, went to Houston to work out during the week of the Cotton Bowl to get away from all the camaraderie. And I'll never forget, he took us on a field trip out to the Astrodome. And the Astrodome was brand new, never had a game in it, ever, and of any kind, and is going to do baseball in a couple of months, maybe. We walked in that Astrodome, and I'm telling you, it was surreal. It was like being on the moon. And to think that you could actually some way compete in something of that magnitude and that impressive. And I'll never forget, from that time on, I read everything I could about the Astrodome. Well, just to show you what will happen to you when you're 19 years old, 20 years old, roll the clock forward about 30, 40 years later, and I can put five of those Astrodomes inside that stadium we built out there called
right.
AT&T.
Right.
So you never know what's right. going to go in some young guy's mind that's out there playing in a stadium.
Now, in terms of the Cowboys, there's been a lot of buzz, a lot of discussion, maybe some disputing reports. What can you tell us about the status of Deron Bland?
Well, Will, again, the same thing. As you know, anytime there's an issue of availability, availability being measuring how healthy they are, how capable they are of playing in that week's game, we make that decision near the end of the week, or we make it really sometimes as late as game day. That'll be made at that time, but we're looking at it.
Do you get the sense, or can you tell me at all, if maybe he needs to get the screw replaced in his foot?
Again, I don't know that I would make that an issue as far as this game is concerned.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Has Deron Bland been compromised all season, or is this something that was brought to your attention recently?
Did you know what? I think I answered a question. You asked me about Bland, and
yes,
I had
Diggs yeah.
on my mind. I had Diggs on yeah. my mind. And
okay.
But Bland will not play.
Do you anticipate him being done for the season one way or another?
Well, I think it is the case. I don't want to be doctor again, but my understanding is that it will require him to be out for the rest of the time.
And then I know you just said not to play doctor again, but I go back to my my previous question. Do you have any idea if it will require surgery or maybe just replace the screw in his foot?
I think it's likely surgery.
Jerry, you did mention Trayvon Diggs, however. I do want to compare the situations. How frustrating is the juxtaposition between how Deron Bland handled his injury in the offseason versus how Trayvon Diggs handled his outside of the facility?
Well, that's a good question. I wouldn't want to make comparisons here at all, but, you know, it's just so important to us when a player is rehabbing that he do it under our supervision in our place and with our trainers and our rehab people. So we make that a part of any agreements we make with the player, and that's the way that it is, and it works out better for us.
With all the injuries at corner now, how are you going to balance the excitement about some more important reps are going towards Savone Revel and the fact that he's still a rookie, he hasn't played much this year, so maybe you don't want to put too much expectation on him?
No, I think this will give him a good opportunity. It's got to have some impact on the entire secondary not to have Bland out there. So I think you could look logically that everybody could get some more reps.
Now, and speaking of Bland, I know he had some injury issues last year. Now the setback with the same foot again after a rather pedestrian season. Any second guessing or any, regret signing him to that extension?
No, he's been everything you could ask relative to his rehab, relative to his competes, and he's done the best and the best that he's had to work with, as it turns out, with his injury. So he's thumbs up.
Now, you were talking about Diggs, and I know you said we'll see. If Diggs doesn't get activated to play on Sunday, he will be out for the year. Would you anticipate him ever playing for the Cowboys again?
Again, sure. I don't think I've seen whether it's been connected what he's working through on this year's availability. But I think that's a stretch to put that thing that far out. I know that on my basis, on looking at his situation, I don't have that kind of attitude about him.
Jerry, Matt Eberflus yesterday said that he's going to move to the coach's box and make the play calls from there going forward. What do you think are the advantages to a play caller working from the coach's box versus the sideline? Because I know Dan Quinn was very adamant in his time that he wanted to be up there to get the bird's eye view. Do you think this is going to help the defensive play calling in any way?
You know, my experience has been with these coaches on whether sideline or not has been strictly a personal preference. I've never been able to discern the difference in any coach's preference as to how good a job is done with the defense. On the other hand, I can imagine that that coach's box is a pretty solemn place. It's pretty concentrate, if you will. That sideline is a hectic place. And so that alone, to me, would give you a certain concentration advantage that you don't have on the sideline. And there's no question that we watch a game from the stands or watch a game from a little elevation, we certainly seem to be, and I think we can see the overall picture better. But those coaches are trying to, and it's a part of their makeup to have a feel for what's going on that close to the action. A lot of them like to be in the action. I can see that if you're strategizing in a certain way or looking at concepts or reading, I can see where a broader picture would work good for you. Now, you got a lot of eyes up there in that coach's box. So they're giving some good input to a coach when he's on the sideline.
You know, George Pickens, I think we can all agree, has had an incredible season. But you mentioned it, I believe, on Tuesday with our morning show, not quite as many opportunities in the past two games. What can the offense do better to get the ball into the hands of number three? And do you have to be careful not to kind of force it because that could trip up your offense?
The best thing that we could do to help George is have that Lamb break loose on him about four or five times if he's being the least covered of the two. And that takes some action off of George.
You know, Shoddy has been talking about Javonte Williams. He said, man, I hope he's a Cowboy for a long time. Javonte himself said, I feel like it's special here. What have you thought about Javonte's play thus far this season?
Well, I have the exact same feelings that the two of them expressed. He's had an outstanding season. From the get-go, he's been as solid as you could ever say the word. And he's been, if you will, dynamic. And his all-around play certainly has been beneficial to us, the things that we've done really good. And again, he's been consistent. But I love the way that he brings the wood, so to speak, when he runs. And so, but looking forward, hopefully, to him being a Cowboy for time to come.
Do you, I totally understand what you just said. Is it ever tough to try to stay away from a free agent running back kind of bidding war? Or is that a player by player, year by year, case by case, the way you handle it?
Oh, I think every, and it's easy to say, but it's so true. Every individual, every player, every year has its nuances. And so that goes without saying. On the other hand, it should be that way. The player's not a number. They're a player. They're a person, and they're an individual, unique player. And he's established that, and that's important. But the big thing is that I'm glad that we get to talk about it to our fans. That some of the reasons we make some decisions we make is so that we can have the availability in that thing called the salary cap, which is as real as if you were out of scholarships if you were in college. And that's the reason we've made some of the decisions this year we've made, so that we can have the money available at running back.
Does that ever make your job harder, knowing that these are real people and not just numbers, as opposed to just being cold, ruthless, calculating and being like, nope, got to get rid of this money, got to get rid of this money?
Well, that's a softball. Thank you for asking it. But I'm known for getting involved and affectionate with players. And I have such respect for them. I begin with knowing how fortunate they are to be in a position to play this game. I tell them, boy, they've come along at the right time. 40, 50 years ago, football players weren't as highly as thought of. It may not be that way 20, 30 years from now, but they've hit the red meat. And so I have a lot of appreciation for their opportunity. On the other hand, I have such appreciation for what they do to be an NFL football player, and especially an accomplished one. And so it's a mixed bag, but make no mistake about it, it's an individual bag. And yes, for 35 going on 36 years, I've had similar type feelings about players that I had with teammates when I was in college.
Jerry, around this time last year, I asked you about Tyler Guyton's performance, and you said that you may have gotten a little out in front of your skis with your expectations for him in his rookie year. Fast forward to this year, you drafted another offensive lineman in Tyler Booker. How do you feel about your expectations versus the performance that he's given you this season?
He's exceeded my expectations. He's outstanding in the areas that we hoped he would be in. He's a born leader. He's very, very conscientious as in to impose his will. The game to him is imposing his skills and his will on the opposing lineman. And man, that's quite an attitude to have for an offensive lineman. So he's had a great year for a rookie.
You know, how do you think we've talked a lot about Shoddy, the coach, Shoddy, the man. How do you think Shoddy's first year thus far has compared as a head coach to guys like Garrett, McCarthy, or anybody else you want to compare him to?
Well, I've, of course, had the opportunity to be around at least three now first-time coaches, first head coaches, Jimmy, then, of course, Dave Campo. Really, in the pros, I've been around, I'm going to have to be quick here, but I think it's five or six. He ranks right there with all of them, as ranks really has had an outstanding year. And it doesn't surprise me because of all of the wealth of experience that he had on coaching staffs in pro football, in the NFL. And it doesn't surprise me because of his youthfulness, his vim and vigor for never having done the head coaching function before. And he's been relentless. He's used his skills, that his premium skills, which is his ability to communicate, his ability to relate, both with his staff and his players. And he's outstanding. He's technically as sound as you can draw up. And we like his really his philosophy of how to play football. And we've had some adversity this year. He's met them head on. He's had slip-ups that every coach would have and does have, no matter how long you've been coaching. And he meets those head on and comes back and doesn't make those same mistakes again. Or if he makes them, it was a mistake. So bottom line is I'm very pleased with his first year as coach.
You talked a lot about the positives that come along with having a first-year NFL coach. Are there any particularly unique challenges or potential difficulties that also come along with having a first-time NFL head coach?
Oh, I think so, and particularly for him. He needed to draw on everything he had with his experience around the NFL. Frankly, and I've said it till you're probably tired of hearing it, he grew up around it. But let me tell you one thing. He's the busiest guy in town. Not only is he calling the plays, but he's supervising or keenly involved. You can't call them unless you're involved in that. But at the same time, he's had the kind of challenges that you can't draw up relative to the team, relative to individual issues on the team, relative to some of the setbacks that we've had, the adversities that come with being disappointed and how you're playing on the field. He's had it all. And if you drew up a training ground, a smorgasbord for a first year, you'd have it with what he's dealt with. We're certainly disappointed with where we were, and that was asking a lot for us to feel like we should be significantly further along. But I understand why we feel that way. He feels that way. But, boy, he's made progress, and we've got a great future ahead.
Jerry, you've talked before about how you've almost gotten involved with the Chargers years ago. Are games against them a little bit more special, or are they just the next team on the schedule?
They are. I have to pinch myself. It actually was the very first game ever. It was a preseason game that I played after buying the Dallas Cowboys. We played a preseason game with them out there. And I will always hold a special spot because you can call it a pipe dream. You can call it acting on your dreams any way you want to have it. I took off and made a genuine run at being involved with the Chargers from an ownership standpoint when I didn't have any money. But frankly, I didn't do it because I couldn't get it done. I did it because other reasons. And when I didn't, later when I'm involved with the Cowboys, I'm glad I didn't.
If Philly were to win on Saturday and officially end the playoff hopes, would you anticipate any sort of personnel changes for the Cowboys heading into the Chargers game?
I wouldn't anticipate. I've got it well in hand as far as where we are with our entire team. And I should do that, and I do that. And so I'm real up to date. We'll see how we play each quarter as we move forward. And I'm not trying to be trite. But certainly I'm aware, as we all are, areas that we'd like to have played better in. Now then, do you basically, how much do you apply the reason we didn't perform to the player, to the coach, to the owner, to the general manager? How much do you apply to that? Well, I give old Steven most of the credit for all the bad moves. And so he's always at the top of the S list.
Well, and I know we're having some fun with that, absolutely, but how much, as you are the man, you are the owner, you are the GM, how much the blame do you take for this season's failures?
Oh, listen, there's no question, and it's no manning up or anything to know. I know exactly who ultimately is responsible, in my mind, for how we are doing. And I've always had that because I've always had the responsibility. I've known from the get-go that if when I got involved, that if the Cowboys failed, what if they had to be taken over financially? Believe it or not, possibility. I've always known that stops right there. So it's critical to me to have the support of our fans. It's critical to me to basically be everything we can possibly can be on the football field. I got involved not to own and have an investment. I got involved to spend my life trying to figure out how to beat a pretty competitive bunch called the rest of the NFL. And so I take it real serious, and more importantly, there is accountability in a very, very big way. And I've got to live with when we're out of money and we want to sign a player and we don't have any money left and under the cap, I have to live with that. And so I'm judicious with it when I'm deciding whether to spend it on another player or not.
You know, you just said it's important to have the support of the fans, and this is your opportunity to talk to the fans. Do you feel like Jerry Jones still has the support of the Dallas Cowboys fans?
Well, that's why I'm on this show, guys.
Okay.
Is because I do want to go directly to the fans. That's how come I appreciate the job you guys do. And I'm not stroking it. I'm just saying it is one of the great things about sport, that the sportscasters, the all of the people of, if you will, journalism, really tell the story, and they tell it unbiasedly if everything's going right. And I appreciate that. I've always tried to say that, and I understand when you have the criticisms that you have. But listen, I came into this thing pretty beat up. And I say that because I've had a great laugh getting beat up. And so it was no surprise to me when I, right off the bat, that we had some of the rough sledding we had in the early years with the Cowboys. I get it. I do get it. And I want to work. It's critical. Nobody, it doesn't do any good. There's been probably more general managers turnover, probably. That may be a little exaggeration, but not much. There's probably been more general managers turnover in the NFL than coaches. And so there you go. You got another level to start with. And when you got a new general manager, he's always thinking about, well, how about let's get a new coach, or let's get a new quarterback, or let's get a new tackle. And so anytime you can create continuity, and of course that's what we're dealing with on our defense right now too, anytime that you start mitigating continuity, you're going to pay a price. That's not good when you're turning it over.
Well, we appreciate the insight and time as always. Best of luck this weekend and on Christmas Day, and we'll catch up with you.
Now, that's going to be a special, and Christmas Day for the NFL is going to become as notable for football in my mind as and maybe has, but still, we want to be a part of it as the Thanksgiving Day game is. So we're excited to be playing on Christmas Day too, but let's get this thing done Sunday.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, good sir.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. We got a lot to talk about. We will do it with Mickey Spagnola next right here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.